Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Monday, a new week, a new month, April 2nd.
Rent was due yesterday, and I forgot to pay it.
Did you forget?
I literally forgot.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so you just said that it's a new month. I was like, that is correct.
Who is in a rush to pay the rent, for crying out loud, you know?
Well, when you try to avoid that $150 late fee,
yeah,
we're all kind of in a rush.
That's true, huh? They stick it to you, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. The thing is that I've yet to find a good landlord. You know, they always shit.
Our property manager is crap, too.
Really?
Yeah, our garage has been broken. The front door is not opening. I'm like, listen, bucko.
They don't care.
What am I paying you for?
People don't do what they don't have to do.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? So that sucks. Folks, if you're listening to us, you can also watch us on Facebook Live. On our LA Talk Radio page on Facebook, you'll see also we have a couple guests who we're going to bring on in just a moment. We're going to listen to music and seem like fun people. So there you go, another great show. I was looking at the champagne and I realized
it's flat.
We didn't even cap it right, so it's totally flat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should have gotten like 7 bottles.
Right.
Your fridge is not that big, though.
Right. You know what? I just realized we didn't move the trash can. I need to move the trash can.
What do you mean? Oh, because you can see it in the Facebook Live?
Yeah, yeah. And I don't like it at all. You know, it's going to be over here. And because you know what happens to me? It's like I fixate on shit like that.
Yeah, it was like, I don't think video. Anyone's going to notice that.
Right, but now they do.
Because you brought it up.
But I see all these things when I watch. So, you know, you can't go back and change it later. You know? So how you doing? Did you have a nice weekend?
I actually had a really good weekend.
Yeah, did you go out?
I didn't go out on Friday night. I went. My roommate's been dating this Persian guy, and I met him for the first time on Friday, and he brought like dinner over. So I was like, "This is legit.
Okay.
You're a great guy already."
Oh, I see. If he brings food, then he's okay.
Yeah, but he brought like so much food, like
really?
As if he was feeding a buffet. I'm like, "There's only two of us."
Right.
And then Saturday, I went to Katana for the first time, the sushi spot.
Katana. Oh, and Sunset, did you say?
I think it's on Sunset, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And how was that?
It was delicious.
Yeah?
And then we bar hops. We went to a bunch of bars. And then I went to the club. I drank so much, and I wasn't hungover. It was so bizarre.
Yeah, that
I've
is bizarre.
I had red wine, vodka, champagne, then back to vodka.
Really? And you didn't get fucked up or
didn't
anything?
Didn't even puke, no.
Wow.
Had a great night's sleep.
Well, good. You're getting to be a good drinker.
But I'm still dog sitting.
A very tolerant drinker.
Yeah.
You still dog sitting? Cool.
You know the owner hasn't even texted me to be like, how's your dog?
Really?
I mean, how's my dog?
Yeah.
How's your dog?
Wow.
Yeah, not.
Or maybe he trusts you, you know? Maybe
how
he figures.
How do you trust someone you don't know?
Maybe he figures if something happened, you would have called him or something, right? But you're right, you know?
Not even on you're Easter. Right. Like, hey, it's Easter. How's my dog doing?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, your dog is doing great, actually. Fucking asshole.
Wow.
He's really obsessed with me, though.
Yeah?
Like, I can't even, like, breathe for 5 minutes.
Really? He won't leave you alone, huh? Wow, he probably won't want his owner back
I
when
know.
He comes back.
My sister was saying that, too. She's like, I don't think he's going to want to go home. I'm like, I don't think so either.
Yeah.
But he's got to go. It's too much work.
Yeah.
Honestly, if I had, because back home I have like a backyard and stuff in Boston, and here it's like having a dog in an apartment is a lot of work. Like,
it is, and it's not fair for the dog.
No,
I think.
No.
And for the owner either.
No.
You know, give me a little more space,
yeah.
You know? But yeah, dogs are cute, you know.
He barks every morning at 5 a.m. to take him out to go wee poo. I'm like, it's 5.
And you have to keep him in your house? It's not like he's at the house there and you go and feed him and
shit? No, he's in mine.
Oh, wow. I hope you're making a lot of money for that.
No?
No?
Absolutely not. I wish.
So why do you do it?
I don't know. I'll always try something one time.
Right.
And it was from this website, Rover. So I was like, oh, I'll try it.
Right.
I'll never do it again, though.
Try to do it with rich people. Maybe they'll pay you more.
But they have set prices on
set
the site.
Set prices?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, find your own clients then.
I know, right? Hey, I'll watch your dog. $1,000. $1,000.
Yeah, $1,000 for watching dog. Some people would pay it, you know? I mean, what's $1,000 for these really rich people?
Nothing. It's like dropping $10 at Starbucks.
You know, I mean, to take care of their dog, they'll spend more.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's always good to work with the affluent, you know?
What is that?
The rich people, the wealthy people.
Oh, I was like, what is that?
Yeah.
I thought it was an app.
Sorry, I'll call them rich. I thought it was an app.
Yeah, I was like, I'm so confused. I've literally never heard anybody call rich people affluent, ever.
You just set yourself up for a bad tweet or something.
Mm-hmm.
People laugh at that.
People tell me all the time, they'll like DM me and they're like, hey, you're not that smart. I'm like, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Tune in every morning, though.
Yeah, exactly. You're here for your attitude and for your... for your energy, you know, that's what it's about. You know, you don't have to be the smartest, you know, but it's just like.
I actually am pretty smart. It's just some stuff I don't know. Right. It's like it's not stuff that I ever came across in my life. So
well,
like,
that's why you need to start reading a little bit. Enough with these fucking stupid videos in the morning. Pick up a book.
I know. And you know what? I left my favorite book in somebody's car and I didn't finish reading it. So I'm actually pretty upset about it.
Really?
Yeah. The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck.
Oh, okay.
So good.
You and like it, but you lost it. Go to the library and pick one up.
I don't.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't really
I mean, if
like
you don't want to buy,
I
know I don't either. But if you don't want to buy it,
they creep me out. Yeah, libraries creep me out so much.
It's funny that with so many books, that one didn't tempt me to buy it.
The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck.
Yeah,
really?
I like the title a lot, but I don't think the book is really.
He's so funny
that I really need it.
Yeah, he's really good. I think you should try it. At least read one chapter. When I get my book back, I left it in some dude's car, and he like won't give it back to me because I won't like hang out with him at his apartment.
Ah,
I'm like, can I have my fucking book
nice
back?
Nice fucking people you're meeting there, you know? Yeah.
Like, you creep.
That's awesome.
Give me my book back.
Yeah. No, but really, I mean, read a little bit and less screen time, believe me.
But even when I'm reading, if something like affluent came up, I would be like, oh, I don't know what he's talking about, and I just keep
reading.
But you
might look it up.
I would just keep reading.
Who doesn't know what affluent
is? I don't look up stuff when I'm reading. Like, I don't pick up my phone and say, hey,
no, but you know what?
What does this word mean?
When you read a lot, then the context makes sense, and then you learn what that new word is, okay?
I guess,
all right, okay. All right, we're going to bring in our guests right now. They seem to be having fun and would have more fun if they were on the friggin' mic. So we're going to get them on there. And we're joined by Joseph and Anna, who formed the group Only Bricks. And welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you, Sam.
Of course.
Thank you.
Yep.
Good to see you guys.
This
is a lot of fun so far.
Yeah. Two beautiful people, hopefully beautiful musicians as well. Mm-hmm. We're going to listen to your music and so forth.
Yeah.
So you guys are a band. You're a duo, right?
Yes.
Do you perform or just record?
We do. Well, we're preparing for our first live show, actually. We're having an EP release party on April 21st at the Peppermint Club.
Oh, really? That's a big deal.
Yeah.
We're excited.
Peppermint Club is legit.
Yeah.
It's legit.
If she says it is, it is. She knows.
Yeah, Danny's seal of approval. So yeah. We're okay.
She only lived here 2 weeks. She knows more about this town than I do.
Year.
I lived here 40 years.
Sam, are you staying out until 3 or 4 in the morning?
No. No, not anymore, man.
That's how you
anymore,
figure out where these places are. Mm-hmm.
Exactly, right.
Yeah.
Young people have to go out all the time, right?
It's like it's a cool, like, it's got a cool vibe to it. You guys have been in there, right?
Yeah.
You've been practicing
a loungy.
Yeah, like a loungy, like almost a cool date spot, kind of, because the light, it's a candlelit almost.
Yeah, it's kind of like a nice low, you know, mysterious lighting. It's got a really loungy feel to it. It's
right.
I highly recommend it, especially on April 21st.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
that actually marks that 1 year for me for being in LA, April 21st.
Oh, nice. Congrats.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Do you love it? Okay. Hate it?
She's not sure yet.
I'm not sure yet.
Okay.
She'll know in 10 years.
They say it takes a while. I loved it right away, but I don't know. It's been 3 years for us.
Oh, you guys moved together to L.A.?
We moved separately.
But around the same time.
So you didn't know each other back then when you moved?
We did. We knew each other back in New York, but we became a couple
separately.
Out here, actually. Yes.
Oh, you guys are together. Yeah. I was going to ask that, but I was like, should I ask that? Should I not ask that?
I mean, look at the pictures and everything.
We're married, actually.
Oh, you're married?
We got married last summer.
Really?
Yes. Congratulations. Here in California?
Yeah, it was up in Sonoma, wine country.
Very nice.
It was
very
great.
Nice.
That's cute.
Of course, how do you not marry or at least go to bed with someone you work with? I mean, right?
What do you mean?
Together? No, I mean, when they're together. Listen, how many times has this happened? Come on, it happens a lot. I mean, you're like, they're alone, in the studio, in the room, whatever. It happens, you know. But
and writing songs together. If you guys had, if I was a significant other and he had a woman as a partner or songwriter, I'd be like, no,
you'd
it's
be
not
jealous,
gonna work
right?
out.
Yeah.
It's not happening.
That's what I'm saying. So how long ago did you guys meet?
It was over 10 years ago.
Over 10 years ago. And you guys are from New York?
Yes.
New York City?
New York City. Yes.
Wow. You both grew up there separately.
No. So he grew up in New Jersey. I grew up in Michigan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So how did you end up in New York?
Went to New York for school and then stayed. Went to New York for school and then stayed after.
Okay. What did you go to school for? Music?
Law.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you were smart and practical at the time. Now not so much.
Did you go to law school or that was just your major?
Yeah, I went to law school.
Did you graduate?
So
you have your law degree.
So surprise, we're lawyers.
Yes, we're both lawyers.
Oh,
we're
is that how you guys met, law school?
We met in my firm where she worked.
Really?
Yeah, he hired me.
How cool is that? Really, he hired you?
He did.
Hashtag HR.
Yeah.
Hashtag HR.
Yeah.
Somebody rules.
Shout out Don Rosenberg.
Well, that was funny. Were you guys doing similar tasks at the firm, or were you doing different things?
Yeah, we're both marketing lawyers, actually.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah, so we represent...
What does that mean? Yeah.
It's a good question. I represent mostly advertising agencies, PR firms, and also brands in connection with their advertising legal issues.
Right.
I also am a professor at UCLA Law School as well. I teach advertising law and the First Amendment.
How cool is that?
So, and now Anne is a marketing lawyer at Hulu, actually.
Yeah.
Really?
I am.
That's cool.
And how did you get into it?
I was just always interested in entertainment law, that kind of stuff, the copyright, trademark area, and learned that this was an area of law when I saw Joseph speak at a panel at my law school.
And
then you're like, wow, I was going to marry him.
She probably didn't know yet.
Maybe some tiny part of me, but no, not at all. I was like, who's this guy? But he has a cool job. I want to get hired by him.
So it worked.
So funny.
Really? Yeah. So you just approached him and asked to work for him?
Yeah, pretty
much. Really? How cool is that? Wow.
And so I had a law firm band. And she had on her resume that she was a singer, and I'm the worst singer ever. And I figured it would only benefit me to hire a singer, and she did join the band afterwards.
Oh, so what were you doing in the band? What were you playing?
I play guitar.
Play guitar.
Yep.
Awesome. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Me too, but I haven't played in years.
No, you should pick it up.
I know. That's what everybody says. But when I do, I get frustrated because when you don't practice for 20 years, you forget. You know, you're not as fluent anymore.
Yeah.
And it bothers me, so I just drop it. But you're right. I mean, it's one of the things that when I was growing up in my teens, it was really, really grounding me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I really loved it. And I still love music. I sing in the car all the time. And my son shreds on his guitar all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys should play together.
Yeah, I know,
so much
right?
Fun, right?
Wouldn't that be fun? Yeah, I know, but... You know, it's like generations, you know. We probably don't like the same music.
maybe
we do. I don't remember.
The old songs are coming back.
Yeah, so. I know.
They are, actually.
And besides, it's true. He plays Queen and Led Zeppelin and, you know, I mean, yeah, he plays all classic
stuff. You like
stuff.
That stuff,
yeah,
right?
Of course. So. So I would imagine both of you grew up with music, right? You always loved music because you don't go and you devote your life to music and... You didn't drop. Did you drop law?
No, we're still working.
Oh, so you're still
this
working.
Is a side you see,
they're smart. They're smart.
Yeah, just says she works at Hulu right now.
Yeah.
Oh, you work at Hulu? Is that what you said? I heard Hulu, but I wasn't surprised.
He loves Hulu.
Oh, yeah, you watch?
How do you know?
Because you talk about it every time we're on air.
Really?
Yeah.
I just started about a month ago. I don't really get into shows that much because I don't have the time to watch TV. But I got it because it's got, it had the X-Files, the new ones.
Yeah.
And I had to check that out. Roseanne now, right?
Oh, yeah, Roseanne's back.
Right. And then I just got all the live channels because I want the news. So for $40, you get everything. You cut the cable, and that's it. And I dropped Sling because for $20, I was paying just to get Because all I was interested in CNN. They got a lot of channels, but $20 for one channel. I thought, that's crazy. And CNN are on Hulu, too.
Yeah.
So it's all included, right?
Yeah.
So you're an employee of Hulu now?
Yes.
How long have you been there?
It's almost 3 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so are there headquarters here in L.A.? Or
Santa Monica. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, so that's why you guys hang out there.
Yeah. That's why they live there.
It's so crazy. I bike to work. I don't even drive a car normally. It's awesome.
Wow. Really?
You're the only person in L.A. who doesn't drive a car.
Pretty much. That's right. The way to do it.
Right. Except if you move just outside of L.A., all the South Bay and everything, people ride bikes. They allow them to take a whole lane, too.
They take a whole lane in West Hollywood, too. I get so pissed. I'm like, get
Isn't
out
that
of
like
the way.
Stupid? They're trying to encourage people to ride bikes, but this is ridiculous to stop a whole bunch of cars just for one bike. You know?
It's interfering and it's like you're not going
it really is.
As fast as us, so I'm going to need you to move.
Yeah, get out of the way.
Yeah.
I would be scared to ride on roads like that. Like, I do it in Santa Monica because there's a bike lane where I'm safe, but I've been hit by a door, like a car door open.
That worries
not
me
fun.
A lot. But and
God,
I have
can you
a bike
for that.
I didn't. I settled. She paid my medical expenses, but it's not fun to deal with.
No, I can't imagine. And but you know, we have bike lanes here too. But it still scares me.
And we all still go in the bike
lane. If someone just sticks and get like a split second of distraction,
mm-hmm.
they hit you and you've got nothing to protect you. You know,
nothing.
Just like on a motorcycle. They go like 80 miles an hour, 90 miles an hour.
And they're going
with nothing
in and out.
To protect them, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're like a missile, you know.
Yeah, and they go
understand
in and out
that.
Of the lanes
between,
on the highway. And
between
I'm like,
lanes. Which is, I could never do that.
You know, how do you feel about that? Could you ever do that?
Oh, is he a motorcycle rider?
I have a motorcycle. Oh. I do not lane split, though.
No?
So
good for you.
No, but it's just so scary anyway, though.
It doesn't, you're right. It's because it may not be your fault.
Right.
Cars, yeah.
The cars are not paying attention and you get hit.
Exactly. Have you guys ever seen One Day with Anne Hathaway?
No.
I'll never ride a bike after that.
Okay. Oh, no.
But you know, also, what happens if you like go 80 miles an hour and you need to scratch your balls or something? How do you do that? You can't. So anything that itches or anything,
but
you know,
you can't do that
80
miles per hour in a car either.
But actually,
it's
they easier. Could because they know how to ride with one.
That's
hand.
Right.
Yeah,
you could do it.
Mm. Yeah, that's true.
Well, hopefully, I mean, that's
people do it all the time.
Scratching my balls, when
right?
I'm on my bike,
but something could itch, you know. Why do you go 80 miles an hour?
That's a good point.
Yeah. So you guys obviously work at very interesting careers and stuff, which is cool. And so now you decided to make the music something that you love and bring it into fruition without having to like feel, oh, if I don't survive off of this, then I'm not good enough.
Totally. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We talk a lot about that. The notion that you have to be a starving artist in order to be in order for your art to be pure,
right?
And you don't have to be necessarily. I mean,
you shouldn't be.
I guess maybe not, right? Although,
I mean, all these people are so poor and they complain all the time. You know, I mean, go out and get a job, get a real job, and then do your art.
Right. Although it causes a lot of stress, right? We have a lot of things going on. We have full time jobs. I teach law school. You know, we try to stay relatively healthy and, you know, we want to do music on top of it. So it's nights and weekends.
Yeah, that's true.
But we enjoy it. We love doing it. And so that's why we do it. We do it because we love it. We don't expect to be rich doing it. We don't expect to be famous doing it. But it's something that's within us and we have to keep pursuing regardless.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's very cool. You know, I mean, I like that because you guys have come to an understanding as to where you stand and you're being realistic about it, you know. I mean, you get musicians come in here, they write a song and it's like, hey, how come nobody's buying it? Well, first of all, nobody's buying music, period. Mm. And you got to find different ways to get a revenue stream from your music, right? You really have to get creative today.
Right, it's tough because everything is like, people just illegally download too. It's like, oh, I like the song. Or if you have Apple Music, but you kind of pay for that, right?
Yeah,
I don't know how that works.
Spotify,
though.
I pay for it, but I don't think the artists get enough.
Yeah, probably
you know,
not.
So it's not enough to get rich off. So,
yeah.
But you know what? In everything, if you're not a star, if you're not a huge star, you don't really live off of it.
It's right. It's almost impossible to live off it. I mean, the songwriters today through the streaming services are not getting a lot of money through that. The big artists are because they have millions and millions of streams and downloads and they're usually credited as songwriters. But for independent artists like us, you know, you make a couple bucks from the streams or whatever.
Yeah.
Basically, that's basically from begging your friends to listen to your music.
Right.
But one of the things we like about you guys is that you're supporting independent artists like us.
Of course.
And so,
you know,
I mean, it makes a big difference for us to, you know, to be on a radio show like this and to share our art with people.
That's right. Awesome. And we'll listen to your music and everything. So now when you guys, as a duo, is it just guitar and singing, or do you guys put music behind you too?
We have tracks, yeah. So we worked with a producer, Ryan Stockbridge. He's amazing, and he filled in like all the rest of the instruments. And it's got, some of the songs have kind of an EDM vibe. Some are more like pop rock classic, but yeah.
But when we're first writing, and Ann plays piano as well, so we'll record a guitar track and a piano track with vocals on it, and we might give some suggestions to our producers to the direction that we want it to go in. But we start out with a very, very basic track, and I've always said that for a song to be good, you want to listen to it in its purest form, right? So if you think about just the vocal melody with a guitar or a piano backing,
right?
If you like the song in that form, you're definitely going to like it when it's fully produced.
That's
when you have
true.
Drums
that
and
makes
the bass
sense.
And,
yeah,
the, and the keyboards and all that stuff.
That makes sense.
I always say on like Pandora or something, if like Ed Sheeran or something has like a regular song, but then his acoustic comes on, it's just as good. It was just lit from beginning.
Yeah, he did.
If the acoustic sounds that good, then it's just going to sound even better when he has background music.
I think that's exactly right. Yeah, I love the stripped down versions. You know, you'll see the YouTube videos of major artists even doing EDM songs or, you know, highly produced pop songs with just, you know, vocals and guitar, vocal and piano. And
yeah, that's
I love those things the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's you can really get a sense of what the song is,
right,
the emotion behind the song.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
MTV used to have the show Unplugged.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. One of my favorite,
favorite
shows.
So, so you got like big artists coming
they
in.
They don't have it anymore,
guitar.
Though.
No, they haven't had music in 30 years.
I don't really know what they have on that on MTV anymore. Like
nothing, really. Game reality shows, maybe?
No, not even real. I have so many friends that are on The Challenge, and nobody watches The Challenge anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even
watch
them.
Watch it all the time.
My ex is from The Challenge.
Oh, really?
Pukey.
What is The Challenge? Tell us.
The Real World Challenge.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. They take the people from Real World, the past alumni, and then people from Road Rules.
And it's
and
a
then
fight
they
for like a million bucks.
Other,
oh, really?
In these different competitions.
Yeah. It used to be like really entertaining, like their best-selling show, but like nobody watches it anymore, like at all. But they still get called. Like my friend Corey gets called like every couple of months to do a new show.
Crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's like they make so much money. It's like $18,000 just to show up, and then you get paid weekly.
Okay.
Really?
I'm like, what the hell? Let me get on The Challenge.
Yeah, there you go.
I've dated half the cast.
You need to make
yourself
known.
My ex actually blocked me.
No. That's wrong.
Yeah, there's a new show called X on the Beach, and I did an interview for it in October, and he refused to do it with me.
No.
Lame.
Yeah.
Bitter.
Enough of the sob stories. We're in a good
mood. I'm just mad about the paycheck, man.
Yeah, well, listen.
$33,000 to film in Hawaii for 2 weeks?
Right.
Oh. That's a lot of money.
But what does it have to do with you?
I had an opportunity to do it, but my ex said no, because he's a bitch.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so he said no.
He said no.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
And you listened.
I have no say in it. The casting director was like, we can't have you on the show if your ex isn't going to show up.
Oh.
Yeah. The purpose of this is to be on there with your ex.
Yeah, yeah. Gotcha. Okay. Well, so, you know, I'm fascinated with your marketing law because, I mean, I'm like a marketing type of guy.
Mm-hmm.
I majored in marketing in school and everything, and I love it. You know, I mean, I've read every marketing book that's out there. I implement a lot of stuff in the station in my business, and it's very interesting to think about it from the legal point of view, right?
Mm-hmm.
But so when you guys like. What do you tell advertisers what they can get away with and what they can't? What they're allowed to say, what they can't
say. That's the basic of it, right? It's it's about truth in advertising, right? So if a statement you're making about a product or service, is it true or is it false? Do you have support for the claims that you're making?
Well, Red Bull used to say that it gives you wings, and that's false.
That was a case, right?
There was a case involving that.
Yeah, and everyone got like a Red Bull. I was like, screw you.
Right.
Literally, like, here's a free Red Bull.
But do we really think that Red Bull gives you wings?
Some people out there that probably are like, oh my God, I've got three tests tomorrow. I got to drink this Red Bull. It gives me wings. And then all of a sudden they're asleep after studying for 10 minutes.
And where's the wings? No wings.
Yeah, exactly.
It's puffery. That's what we tell everybody. It's puffery. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, exactly. It's like too obvious, right?
Right.
Nobody
would realistically rely upon a statement like, right, it gives you wings.
That's true, right?
Well, no one in their right mind.
Right.
Well,
right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Nobody in their right mind.
So, and this is the type of work you're doing at Hulu right now,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, similar.
So,
yeah,
like, for shows that are coming out, you have to be like, this is acceptable and this is not acceptable.
Yeah, so I review all the trailers for the shows, which is fun, and then also review the stuff for the product itself. So, like, the Hulu live service, when we were marketing, you know, now you can get 50-plus live and on-demand channels. I had to vet all that stuff, too.
That's awesome. That's nice. Cool.
So, you're part of a fast-growing company.
Yeah, it is.
They became relevant ever since streaming started, you know? If mm-hmm. you think about it, Netflix was there still with DVDs in the beginning.
Right.
And then they
right.
started with the streaming. Hulu came in immediately into the streaming space.
Yeah.
And what happened is they've managed to partner with just about everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, all the networks, all the, you know, a lot of original shows too. So they give Netflix a run for their money, right?
Hey, it's the whole package. We have, you know, we're owned by ABC, NBC, and Fox, as
right.
well as Time Warner. So we get all the shows next day after they air. And then we also have our own originals, which are getting better now. So, yeah.
Yeah. What are some of the ones you're proud
Hulu
of?
Hulu used to be for free. I just would like to say that.
I know, that's true.
But you know what? Still, the
basic, people don't forget.
But wait a minute. The basic is $5.99 or something. It's
$7.99.
But what's the basic? Like, what do you get?
You get the streaming platform, so like the next day shows and our originals, but not the live.
Yeah,
and
just accept live. But everything else,
with
commercials, all the shows.
That's kind of sucks, but
right.
Yeah.
But it's okay. The commercials don't
Netflix,
bother
because Netflix, there's no commercials.
Right.
Or you pay $4 more, $11.99, you get no commercials. So.
Exactly.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Not
so bad.
So that's what I'm saying. Like $10 today, a subscription around $10 is worth it. You know mm-hmm. I mean? I pay $10 for Spotify and take out the commercials and take out just the shuffle mode, and I get what I want.
Right.
You know?
Handmaid's Tale is on Hulu.
Handmaid's Tale is coming back this month.
I've never
so
seen
exciting.
It, but everyone
you
keeps
have
talking.
To watch.
I don't have
you
Hulu.
Watch it. Well, you need to get Hulu to watch it. It's amazing.
It's
really
good.
Just do the free trial and cancel. No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
So many people do that.
Sign up. No. This first season was so intense. I personally had nightmares every night after watching that.
Oh, really?
It's so good. Elizabeth Moss
is it supposed
excellent.
To be like a horror thing?
No, it's not like horror. It's just so stressful and like apocalyptic. It's like, oh shit, we're like really close to what's happening now is happening in this show.
Oh my God. That's like Black Mirror, right? Where they, have you seen Black Mirror?
Yeah, it has aspects of Black Mirror.
Yeah, whereas it's all like near future stuff
right.
and mm-hmm. God, this is already happening, you know?
Yeah.
So is that what it's
coming
about?
Coming down the road,
So is this like a dystopian type of story?
Yeah, it's this world where women have been, so everybody's infertile. So in order to continue the population, they have taken a class of women and made them like their slaves who only have sex with the husbands and get pregnant and have babies. So that's their sole function. They're called handmaids. And then, you know, the wives are like standing there watching and it's really creepy.
It is pretty creepy.
I'd be like, I'm not having your kid. I'm not interested. But they had no choice back in
the
day.
Had
right?
no,
they
had like,
no
they
choice,
torture
right.
them if they try to run away, if they do anything out of line. It's an awful
Can
way.
You imagine just giving birth over and over and over and over again?
Mm. No.
Well, men in this discussion absolutely cannot. Yes.
Yeah. Wow. It's like being a machine, you
so
know?
So easy for you guys.
But you're right.
But that's exactly right. They're treated like machines. But the point is that's the only way to perpetuate the human
race.
Yeah. But the problem, of course, is that they have no choice in the matter, and it's only the elite men who are in power who are being able to impregnate the women who are the slaves.
Right.
It's disturbing.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind impregnating all of them, but not if they're slaves, you know? I mean, my God.
Yeah.
I hope they want it, you know?
they don't.
Interesting.
Hashtag
okay, well,
consent, yeah.
Back to Only Bricks. We're getting off the topic here.
Yeah. I suspect that happens a lot.
Yeah.
Off the topic.
It does, yeah. We're ADD kind of stuff. But we're talking to Joseph and Anne. from the book, the group. So you're a duo, Only Bricks. Now, tell us about the song. Now, this is a song you're going to be debuting, but so can we really play it now?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's out.
Oh, awesome.
It's out, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we debuted the song. It's called Twisted just last week. So it's now on Spotify and iTunes for streaming. So this is the first song off of our upcoming EP, which is dropping on April 20th, the day before our EP release party.
And how many songs are you going to have on that one?
Seven.
Seven songs. Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's good.
Yeah. How long did it take you to put it together?
We probably have been writing for like a year and a half. Okay. Yeah, when if you count when we first started writing. And then we've been in production for 6-7 months.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So it keeps you busy, huh?
Yeah.
It does. It's and a labor of love, though.
And it's fun, you know?
It
I mean,
is.
What the hell, you know? Look, I started the station because I wanted to have a radio show.
Nice.
So in the beginning, it's like, who cares if anybody listens? I'm just doing my radio show, you know?
Right. Exactly.
And then how it that's how it evolves. And, you know, and then one day you're doing... Wow, I'm doing what I love to do.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. And, you know? And you've been doing this now, Sam, what, for
10 years,
right? Congratulations.
Nice.
That's amazing. So it's
thank you for all the research, man. They've done research on it.
Well, it's important. I was reading your story, and I thought, wow, it's kind of like what we're doing,
yeah.
right? It's we have a dream, and we're pursuing our dream, and then and doing it with passion, right?
Exactly.
Right.
And who cares who listens and how many? I'm telling you, it's not about that,
right.
You know? If you're not looking to make money and stuff, and you're doing it for love, you feel you have a lot to contribute and stuff, and you don't have that pressure of money with it, then it's the best thing ever, you know, because you express yourself.
That's right.
You know, you do the things you want to do, and you do it professionally.
There's no constraints in terms of what we do. And
right.
We make the final choices. We don't have a label to... you know, speak to, and we only have each other to account to, which sometimes is problematic, I have to say.
Gets a little heated.
All right, so let's listen to some of Twisted by the group Only Bricks. Is the SoundCloud one also a public link?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys can go on SoundCloud or Spotify. Or where
or
else?
Apple, iTunes, Amazon
Apple Music,
Music.
Any of the streaming services. Yeah. Wherever,
right,
everywhere.
And they also have a website, folks, onlybricksband.com, and you can see the lyrics also and everything. And I mean, from the pictures, obviously you guys are together. You know, I mean, she just wasn't paid attention over there.
Well, no, I always want to ask that for like people that
just
come in duos, but then I'm like, I don't want them to be uncomfortable.
Right, exactly.
Like I wanted to ask the magicians when they came in,
right,
and thank God I didn't because she's got a whole other boyfriend. So
well,
imagine she probably would have felt like
that's what she told you. I don't know.
No. She, I follow
again,
her.
Again, listen. They work. They travel together. They probably in the same hotel room. What are you talking about?
I don't
Sam,
know.
Sam, are you saying that whenever two people are together, it doesn't matter?
Yeah.
I'm saying
that.
I'm saying that men and women can be friends, but sometimes it goes beyond. But or at least most of the times, I think one of the two wants more than just friendship.
And so this
like
is
when
like
Harry
this
met
is
Sally.
The Harry Met Sally,
right?
Billy Crystal.
That's a great movie.
It's so good.
So you subscribe to that point of view. So watch out, Danny. That's all I'm saying.
There you go. Oh well, not in this lifetime, I don't think. And not to put her down at all, but it just wouldn't be appropriate.
No,
absolutely. Yeah. Not.
Anyway, Only Bricks. The song is Twisted. Let's take a listen.
Time. Push me out, pull me in, and I always let you win. Try to break free from your psycho games, but I can't leave. You got that twisted kind of love. You got that twisted kind of love. You got me so.
I love this song. What can
you
I say?
So good.
It's my type of song.
You got that twisted kind of love.
Okay, now this is a song I would definitely play on the station.
Hey. Nice.
Do I have your permission?
Absolutely.
Okay, because I'll tell you why. We run between shows, so we have 10 minutes every hour. We run a couple songs.
Great.
But this song, man, I love this song.
Thank
I really
you.
Do.
Thank you.
Because, you
so
know,
good.
Many
Thank
times
you.
People come
Apple
in
music?
Here.
Is it on Apple Music?
Yeah. It is, yeah. Mm. We love that you guys are bopping to it.
No, no. I mean, the thing is this. Look, a lot of music you really can get into, but not often, but sometimes we get musical guests here, and I don't really like the music. It's
That's
not really
awkward.
Type,
yeah.
But I tell them it's cool because every music is cool.
So Sam, you're lying.
Listen, we don't know right
okay,
now.
Okay, but no, I'm not. That's the point I'm trying to make. Is that I'm being honest. I love the song. I mean, I could definitely listen to it a few times a day. So that's
right, well,
what we'll
should.
Do if you,
you
want.
I just downloaded it on my Apple.
We love that.
I mean,
thank
guys,
you, Danny.
I'm going to add it on Spotify, too. But,
you know,
yeah, the song
beat.
Twisted.
Because it's like kind of like the lyrics are like, oh, I'm like in this horrible, terrible relationship.
Yeah.
But it like makes you still want to dance at the same time. Like it almost is like you're driving in the car and all the windows are down. It's like the best day ever. But it's like talking about like, I really need to get out of this relationship.
Well, and that's a little bit about what the song is about.
Yeah.
Right? It's the juxtaposition of this happy, dancey beat
right.
and this miserable relationship
yeah.
that she's talking about.
Yeah.
It's
right.
miserable, but she's addicted to
yeah.
it. So like
yeah.
there's something there. There's
I feel
yeah.
like
right.
I feel like Danny has been through that before.
Oh, yeah. Like, basically all my relationships, for sure.
Yeah, yep. right? Like, mm-hmm. this isn't about any one relationship for me, because
no.
I've been through those.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah,
wow.
No, it's really good. I like that.
I really do. You know, I mean, and I'll prove it to you by playing it on our station.
Okay.
You know, among all the other, like, mm-hmm. Maroon 5 and Pink Floyd and, you know, all this stuff.
Maroon 5 and Pink Floyd, that's a...
Interesting mix.
Yeah.
Because
they
we play all kinds, you know? Yeah, we play all kinds because it's not really a music station, but we play stuff that I like, that people like, you mm-hmm. know?
Well, that's
cool.
the thing about music these days as well. I feel like it used to be back in the day, you'd have people who, well, I like rock music and disco sucks.
Right.
And now you have people who like every genre, right?
Right.
It doesn't
like,
really matter.
I listen to everything.
There's
right.
not
right.
like an aisles in the record store that you have to stay in, you know?
Right.
Like
exactly.
you just stuff is coming up on your Spotify playlist or your Apple Music playlist just
right.
randomly.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and I learned, I mean, I listen to new music. I like that Discover feature on
yep.
Spotify,
yeah.
Love
right?
It.
Yep. Because it brings you some songs you would never know about, and then suddenly you go, wow,
right.
how come I never heard this
that's
song before?
Exactly
for sure,
right?
Yeah.
Right?
And that's also the beauty of music is the ability to discover things, right?
Right.
That's new to your ears, right? You have this history of music, which is you have what you grew up
with. A little closer to the mic.
You have what you grew up with, right?
Yeah.
And
right.
The songs that are part of your youth will always be a part of you. But as you grow up and listen to new things, you can constantly discover new things, and your ears become really, really happy.
Right.
And we like to make people's ears happy.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Yeah, that song was really good. It's funny. And we've had a lot of talented musicians on here.
Nice. I know. But, you know, you guys really figured out... like a style that appeals to several, I mean, to a group,
different
a great
genres?
Range. No, I think not genres, but maybe age even
yeah.
more, you know,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
because, you know, the stuff you listen to, the stuff I listen mm-hmm. to is probably different,
very different.
But this song is sort of like it appeals to both of us.
Yeah.
You know,
it's unifying.
Yeah, uh-huh.
It really is. You know, uh-huh. So it's really cool. And it is a good pop music. And I think there's no reason why this shouldn't be able to compete, you know, on a global scale.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. We 100% agree with
so
that.
So how can we, like, spread the word and stuff
well,
if people like this?
Speaking of global, I heard you're Israeli.
Yes.
So we had an Israeli radio station interested in picking this song up.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe we have an opportunity there.
Yeah,
tell
why
your,
not?
Your
it's 100 FM, which is an internet station, is going to start playing Twisted.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Very nice.
So
have you submitted your song to, like, major radio stations?
We're just in the process right now, right. So I mean, we're literally just starting out.
I don't think a hip hop station would play it, but if they have like a Kiss, like a, because it's different in Boston. Like in Boston, it's like Kiss 108. I don't know what any of the radio stations are, but this song would definitely be played on like Kiss 108.
Yeah.
It's like catchy.
Yeah. We're going to go for it,
yeah.
No, I like it. I mean, it's really cool, man. I can't. It's good.
When you can't spare the time, push me out, pull me in, and I always let you win. Try to break free from your psycho games.
Okay, everybody, go out and stream this song. Even buy it. Why the hell not? You know,
we're not sure where you can buy it anymore. But
yeah, but. The people put so much effort into it, and it's a good song, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, forget about what the artist had to go through. That's their problem. But if the song serves you and you enjoy it, that's the
hell
most important.
Yeah.
You
just
know?
Dance it
Isn't
out.
Isn't
that
cool, though, when other people like your music? You know?
I mean,
you feel like.
We hope.
Yeah. You know? Well,
so, like,
you
when you go to parties and stuff, all your friends are like, hey, and you want to sing?
Yeah, somewhat.
It happens.
I used to have a friend that was an amazing singer. She sounded just like Amy Winehouse, and she'd get so annoying because every time we were out, I had like a party or something. I'm like, can you drop a song? Because I just loved hearing her sing so much. You know?
Well, we love doing it too,
mm-hmm.
and it's. I think you're right, Sam. It's for us mostly. But there's certainly a special feeling when other people react to the art that you're putting out there.
Right.
Ultimately,
of course.
You do it for yourself, mm-hmm. but to have the affirmation is just, you know, it's an amazing feeling.
It is. You know, you get the recognition and all that, and we definitely give you recognition for your work. I think you guys have done
a
tremendous
so
job, really.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking forward to hearing the other tracks that you guys put together. And it would be... So now, where do you guys record? Do you have your own recording studio?
So
do
this
you
is
go
an
somewhere?
Interesting story because we recorded this album essentially remotely. Our producer's in L.A., but we would lay down the basic tracks. We would send them to him. He would do some of the production. He'd send them back, and then we'd lay over the vocals, the background vocals, and the guitar on top of that. So we worked all through the internet, and we just met our producer for the first time on Saturday.
How
after
cool
all
is that?
That so after
that's crazy.
6 or 7
and
months
it happens
of doing
a lot. Yeah, I work like that with people too. You know,
it's the beauty of the internet and technology these days. It gives you so much flexibility to do things like that.
Yeah, but you're exposed to so many other people.
Right,
exactly.
That it's easy. You know, very cool, very cool.
We have a studio in our house as well. Where we live in a townhouse, and so we've dedicated one of the bedrooms to the studio where we play. We're having a little bit of a dispute with one of our neighbors, unfortunately.
I'm sure. I was just going to ask.
Yeah, they can hear us through it's like their bedroom wall on the other side.
But even not that, I mean... All the neighbors would hear. If you really want to get into the music, you're loud.
Yeah.
We try to keep it down. And he actually has me recording in a closet because of the reverb in the studio room. It's like too much echo. So I go in with the clothes and it like buffers in.
Yeah.
In my little dark
closet. It takes, man.
That's so funny. Yeah.
I told somebody that and they were like, you just keep her there permanently? And
Handmaid's Tale.
Only for the music.
Literally.
Not at all.
Joseph and Anne, the group is Only Bricks. How did the name come about?
Do you want to tell the story?
You tell us. Okay.
Okay. We'll both tell it. You start it and I'll finish it.
Well, yeah, I'm sure you're prepared every time you talk. Yeah, go ahead.
It's from a line in a song by the Vamps. We love this song. It's called Risk It All, and it was actually our wedding first dance. So it's a song about like taking chances on love, which we did to be together, having like, you know, he was my boss before. And yeah. It's a little awkward. But yeah, you can tell the actual line.
Yeah, so the line of the song is... for you, I'd risk it all with only bricks to break my fall, basically. And again, it's about taking the chance, knowing that you could fall and hurt yourself tremendously. Right. So it's what we're doing. There's another component of it, which is while we were friends and becoming closer friends, I would always talk about wanting to be a bricklayer. Like taking a very simple task and repeating it over and over again.
He thinks he would be happy if he were a bricklayer. I don't think he would be happy. It's like hard labor.
Yeah. I'm like, no.
What a thing to fantasize about.
And at the end of the day, you've built a wall and you could step back and say, true. Look at how beautiful my brick wall is.
That's true. It's like playing with
After
Legos.
After 5 years,
right,
I've gone something. By.
Yeah. I guess, yeah.
No, I mean, if you build something, it's fine. But if you do it for the sake of putting the bricks on top of each other, you're a little crazy.
Yeah.
I probably am a little bit crazy. I think you're probably right.
Maybe not crazy, but strange, okay?
So funny.
In a similar way, we're building songs now. So.
Yeah. I definitely don't think you would be happy as a bricklayer.
No.
That's what Anne keeps telling me.
Look what he's wearing. He's got his nice button-down shirt. He's got his designer jeans. Like, no, you're not going to be a bricklayer.
Okay. Well, maybe not. But I can dream, can't I?
You can.
He's got the heart of a bricklayer.
Yeah.
So let me understand the story to wrap up. So you guys left New York separately, right? But were you already together then?
Not officially. We had, like, feelings. Let's say that. There were feelings.
But you weren't in a relationship, though.
No.
Okay, so who moved first? You?
Anne did.
Oh, Anne did.
Yeah, I did.
And then you moved why? Because she was here, or...
I mean, you could say that was probably the reason. The primary reason.
He had professional reasons as well.
Right. But the flame was already lit.
I think there was a
back
flame.
In New York. Back in New York. So he felt, I have to chase her wherever she's going.
Yeah. So how long did it take moving out here until you guys were like, screw it, let's get a place together and not pay rent?
Oh, yeah. We didn't move in together for a year, but we pretty much knew as soon as he moved, like, we're all in.
Right.
I would say that. Yeah.
It didn't feel like we knew, or at least you didn't know.
What? No!
Let's write a song about it.
Yeah. Let's go.
There's no truth to the rumor that Twisted it was about that time.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask quickly. We only have a couple minutes left. What's Twisted about? How did that come about?
Well, Anne, why don't you tell a story? Because she was the primary writer on that one, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I think it does go back to like all these crappy relationships that I've ever had with guys who were too busy, weren't that into me, whatever. And I was like still kind of hooked in. Like, why won't he just text me back? Like, literally give me half a line is like, you only text like sup. And I'm like,
send me an emoji at least.
Yeah, come on. Give me the emojis. Yeah. So, but there was an aspect of that with us, I think, at some a certain point. So, yeah, we felt that, you know, it's like that addictive falling in love feeling, but like the other person's not quite there to commit yet.
Right.
Yeah.
So who was there first? You?
Where?
At the falling in love stage, who wasn't there first?
That's interesting. I think she would say it was her, but I would say it was me.
Yeah.
Crossed wires.
Just twisted, I guess.
Yeah, indeed, but it worked out eventually.
We'll leave it for people to figure out.
Okay.
It's everybody's own interpretation.
Yeah.
There you go. The band is Only Bricks. You can find them on onlybricksband.com. You can find the music, like we said, on Spotify, SoundCloud. Where else did we say?
We're on Instagram and Twitter as well if you want to follow us, Only Bricks Band. Mm-hmm.
Okay, there
Please
you go.
Check it out.
You can see them if you didn't get to see the Facebook Live that was chopped off in the middle.
Oh, no.
What?
Yeah, but who cares? Because we have the audio show.
We have the audio. It's good.
Exactly.
You know, and don't forget to come
our bread and butter.
See us live on April 21st at the Peppermint Club.
Yeah.
Okay, and where's the Peppermint
Club? It's in West Hollywood.
Oh, it is? Mm-hmm. So that's why you know it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the EP is? What's it called?
Twisted Foundation. Also?
Oh, Foundation is the name of it?
Yeah, it's back to the Bricks theme.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, you guys got Bricks a little, it is. Yeah.
Are all the albums related to the Bricks theme?
We could
I mean,
go.
Not the albums, the name songs? Of the songs. No,
no. They're not. They're not.
Because I was like, Twisted Out, it has nothing to do with Bricks, so what am I talking about?
Yeah, it's okay.
Awesome. Well, Joseph and Anne, you guys are a lot of fun.
We
thank
had
you
a
so
lot
much
of fun.
For
thanks for having
yes,
us.
Yes, thank you,
you
guys.
See, I told you on Facebook last night that count on having fun here.
And we
and
did.
And
we
did.
Time, thank you.
Thank you. We enjoyed having you tremendously. Your music is great. And like I said, if you allow us, I'm going to put this right on rotation today.
We love it.
If nothing else, I can listen to it.
We appreciate that.
Thanks,
yes, please do that. Thank you.
Of course. Danny?
Yes.
Another show in the can.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Can means trash, right?
No, it means that in the can, like, you know.
It's the can where you put
the, where you put the film.
Yeah,
where you put the film, right?
Because usually people are like, oh, don't forget to throw it in the can, like meaning trash.
No, I think it's those round cans they put the spools of the movies, the movie reels.
Oh, I don't know, maybe.
I think that's what I'm thinking about.
I don't know.
That makes
more
sense.
Okay, another show in the can for whatever.
I thought can too, yeah.
Yeah, right?
I'm with you.
No trash can, though. This show is for the prizes. All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us. Have a great day, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.